Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY26 earnings conference call of Electro Steel Castings Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Hiral Keniya from EY LLP for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Ryan. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Electro Steel Castings Limited, I welcome you all to the company's Q4 and FY26 earnings con call. To discuss the performance of the company, we have with us from the management team, Mr. Madhav Kejriwal, Whole-Time Director, Mr. Sunil Katyal, Whole-Time Director and CEO, Mr. Ashutosh Agarwal, Whole-Time Director and CFO, and Mr. Gaurav Samani, General Manager Finance. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that today's discussion may contain some forward-looking statements that are subject to various risks, uncertainties, and other factors which would be beyond management's control. We kindly request to bear in mind that there might be uncertainties while interpreting such statements. We would now start the session with opening remarks from the management team. Afterwards, we will open the floor for an interactive Q&A session. I will now hand over the conference call to Mr. Madhav Kejriwal for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
A very good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all for joining us today. I would like to thank all our shareholders, customers, lenders, employees, and business partners for their continued trust and support throughout the year. FY25-26 has been a challenging year for the water infrastructure sector. The domestic ductile iron pipe industry operated in a relatively subdued environment. This is mainly on account of slower execution of water infrastructure projects by the states due to the delay in funds disbursement under the key government programs, mainly the Jal Jeevan Mission. Our exports business performed well during this year, helping us diversify our revenue mix and partially offsetting the softness in the domestic market. We continue to deepen our presence in international markets and remain optimistic about future export opportunities. Our sales volumes towards exports during FY25-26 has increased by 7%, which was largely contributed by the Middle East. We were able to do good business in Q4. However, there will be an impact on the sales to the Middle East starting from March 26 onwards due to the US-Iran conflict. I would also like to take this opportunity to touch on our acquisition of TIS Italy, which is our manufacturing wing. As per our expectations, the company has performed well with some challenges towards the end of the year. Revenue grew by 15% in the calendar year 25 to euro 41 million versus 2024, and EBITDA margins also improved. Our vision is to double the revenue in the next 4 years. We have already started the development work for valve castings in India and look forward to production soon. Despite all the challenges, we continue to manage our operations with discipline, maintaining positive cash flows and building a strong balance sheet with nominal long-term debt. The approval of the Jal Jeevan Mission 2 marks a significant and long-term positive development for the Indian water infrastructure sector. Budget outlay has been extended to 8.69 lakh crores up to December 2028. The central government has enhanced its contribution to 3.59 lakh crores from 2.08 lakh crores. With this enhanced outlay extending up to December 2028 and increased budgetary commitment from the central government, the program reaffirms the government's continued focus on providing safe drinking water connectivity across the country and strengthening water transmission and distribution infrastructure. With this positive development, we are hopeful and expect some demand to restore by early second quarter of this financial year. We believe that JJM2, along with continued investments in urban infrastructure, sewage networks, irrigation, and the much looked forward to river linking project, will create substantial medium to long-term demand opportunities for the ductile iron pipe industry. I would like to reinstate and reaffirm that our integrated manufacturing operations and strong distribution network continue to provide us with strategic advantages in serving both domestic and overseas markets. As we move into the new financial year, we remain cautiously optimistic. While some near-term challenges may continue in certain regions due to the project execution timelines, overall industry visibility, global geopolitical stresses, we feel the overall industry visibility has improved meaningfully compared to earlier quarters. We expect demand momentum to strengthen gradually and as execution under JJM2 accelerates and government spending gains pace. With this, I would like to now request Mr. Ashutosh Agarwal, our whole-time director and CFO, to take you through the operational and financial performance for the year in greater detail. Thank you once again.
Thank you, Madhavji. Good afternoon, everybody. I will take you through some financial details of the company for the fourth quarter as well as for the full financial year. Sales volume of DI pipe, fittings and CI pipe during the fourth quarter stood to ₹1.48 lakh tons, down by 21% year-on-year basis. In 2025-26 full year, the sales volume was 5.84 lakh tons, 25% decline from the previous year, which thus impacted the overall financial performance of the company. The decline in the volume was primarily due to slowdown in the domestic market. However, export pipe volume grew by 7% in 2024-25, 25-26, partially offsetting the weakness in domestic market and providing support to overall business performance. At a standalone basis, gross debt as on 31st March 2026 stood to 1,202 crores, which decreased by 598 crores from the previous year. The long-term debt stood to 352 crores and short-term debt stood to 464 crores. I will now take you to the consolidated result of Q4 25-26 and full year 25-26. Total income stood to ₹1,530 crores in the fourth quarter and 6,133 crores for the full year. Sales were lower year-on-year primarily due to reduced sales volume in domestic market. EBITDA including other income for the fourth quarter stood to ₹99.3 crores with the EBITDA margin of 6.5%. For the full year, EBITDA stood to ₹573.6 crores with an EBITDA margin of 9.4%. PAT for the fourth quarter stood to 16 crores and for the full year it is 161.5 crores. Now I'm moving to standalone results for the fourth quarter as well as for the full year. Total income for the fourth quarter stood to ₹1,228 crores, lower year-on-year basis, 523.3%. For the full year it stood to 5,228 crores due to lower sales volume. EBITDA including other income for the fourth quarter stood to ₹57 crores with EBITDA margin of 4.7% and for the full year approximately 900 crores with EBITDA margin of 9.6%. PAT for the quarter was a loss of 10.7 crores while the full year stood to ₹1,031.3 crores. In this position, board has decided to reduce the dividend from 140% to 90% subject to shareholders' approval. While 2025-26 remains challenging due to softer domestic demand, we believe that long-term outlook for the water infrastructure sector continues to remain strong. with this, now I'm in the floor for the question answer session. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Ritesh Ram Gandhi from Discover Capital. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to understand, you know, when, you know, a few years ago we'd read a number of reports about how the, you know, opportunity in ductile iron pipe for many, many years was going to be extremely small, was going to be extremely strong and the opportunity was extremely high. And obviously over the last year or so, we've seen the demand fall off quite materially and supply also increase materially. So is this the new and normal? I just want to understand what has it changed in this.
So the reports of certain issues around the way Jal Jeevan Mission has been implemented so far, and owing to that, the scrutiny and the complete blocking off of central funds over the last one and a half years is the main cause for the sudden drop in the demand. JJM constituted 50 to 60% of the industry's total demand. And we never expected that due to some irregularities, we will be in a position where there will be such a strong and such a sudden, you know, handbrake from the spending on that front. So this is the major reason. In my opinion, most definitely this is not the new normal. This is the rock bottom. Of course, as at the time of the last, to last year and the year before that, we were quite certain that that is also not a normal, that is the upper end, and here we are at the lower end. So I'm fairly certain that we will go back to our older days of earning a 15-16% EBITDA level, and maybe the volume growth will be a little more, I would say, less jumped and more slow, but definitely we are not at all thinking that the industry running at 50% capacity is the new normal.
Ritesh, does that answer your questions?
Yeah, that's all.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Pinaki Banerjee from AUM Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you have mentioned that Jal Jeevan Mission 2, where you are expecting a sizable chunk of business, but actually you have also mentioned that this Jal Jeevan Mission 1, actually where the government, there was a slowdown in government awarding the projects and blocking of funds. So how optimistic are you in this segment first?
Sir, all the scrutiny that had to be done has been done, and you know, after that revitalized Jal Jeevan under the name of Jal Jeevan 2 has been taken out by the government. The cabinet has approved it. States are now being allocated funds. There is a very strict regulatory prerequisite that is needed from the states for the disbursement of the funds to take place. So there is a very, it's moving towards a, it being a more foolproof funding mechanism. So the fact that the government is, the central government is spending so much time and effort towards this exercise, it's a clear indicator that it is still a part of the priority, else they would have dropped it by now. And I'm very certain that being the pet project of our Honorable PM, this is going to be something that he's going to see to the very end.
Okay. So my next question is, in this year, actually the exports were a cushion to you to report a steady number, but now due to this Middle East crisis, how are you coping up, or what will be your strategy going forward?
Sir, the Middle East impact is definitely going to have somewhat downward pressure. Middle East contributed to approximately 50% of our exports. Saying that, I think with the improvement in the domestic market starting quarter two, mid quarter two, there will be some improvement from that aspect. And for the remainder of it, I think a little bit of product diversification that we have done with valves will help us create some cushioning.
Okay. So, and just one last question I will just present. So, in the balance sheet, you are showing us investments 531 crores. So, the current investments, in what type of, are they liquid in nature?
Almost liquid in nature.
Okay, so considering that cash and bank balance and this investments, they add up to around 800 crores. So, how do you plan to deploy these funds?
As we have declared that we are also setting up this pelt plant.
Okay.
Some money will be invested there.
Okay. Okay.
Balance we are earning interest on that.
Some portion
we will set up a valve plant in India.
Okay, sir. That's all from my end, and thank you and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Participants, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Pujan Shah from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. So my first question would be, so just want to understand, in our PPT we have mentioned that there is a fund release from government end of 15,060 crores. So just want to understand if you can spell out how much money is still pending from government end to be released or need to be released, and how this situation will pan out. Like in Q2, what I've been seeing is the release of funds gradually, or we have been seeing a new tender being opening up, which will create a new opportunity for the company as well as the industry.
So, sir, the government budget for this particular financial year under JJM is 67,670 crores. Just a correction, sir. The disbursement that was done last year was not 15,000 crores, it was 1,500 crores, because the cabinet approval came at the very end of the financial year. But nevertheless, this is a fund that has been released after many, many months. So it was a few drops of water on a very dry soil. Saying that, I think the government of West Bengal post the election announced some 2,700 crores. And as such, there has been MOUs being signed with various states for disbursement of money. So I think quarter two onwards, as I said, the jumps will not be very sudden, but it will be a steady increment of demand increasing over 3 to 6 months. And that will help us position ourselves back to strength. I am fairly certain that quarter three, quarter four of this financial year, you will see us slowly getting back into the saddle.
So I just want to continue with the same question. Obviously I understand the situation, as the fund flow has not been released. So there might not be, the new activity might not be happening up. But just want to understand, can we see the new tenders being flowing around right now, or it is very early to say due to all the situation crisis has already halted all the operations which EPC need to make?
No, sir. Inquiries from customers have started coming in now.
Okay. But it is on a meaningful way, or it is just a beginning of, it's a very nascent stage?
It's somewhere in the middle of both, sir. It's not nascent for sure. There is serious interest from our customers for supplies even within this quarter. So it is not that it is nascent, but at the same time, it is not close to its fullest potential. So it's somewhere in the middle of the two.
Got it, sir. And sir, we, as a Jal Jeevan mission, has been might end in December 28th. So, I understand that there might be delay in terms of execution, but if just want to understand on a broader aspect, then what are the demand drivers will be there forward 2028 that will inch up our growth and growth trajectory towards what we are in a sustainable manner?
Sir, post 2028, the two largest drivers for demand for us will be irrigation and something linked to it, which in my opinion will give us a good impetus, is the river linking project. Along with that, demand from the urban sectors and the rising pressure for increasing infrastructure in tier 2, tier 3 cities is also seeming to contribute overall. Although it is not something as big as a Jal Jeevan mission, but it definitely has its own contribution. These are going to be the main drivers for DI pipes. And for us at Electro Steel, sir, our recent diversification into valves, which is a water-specific product, but it is not specific to ductile iron as a material. It is used regardless of what pipe material is being utilized. And our other investment diversifications that we are looking at, such as paints, is going to help us cushion ourselves against any undulations as we have faced over the last one and a half years.
Got it, sir. And sir, can you just give us a brief idea on how much money receivables it has been stuck in the fund flow from JJM? And how much it has been released till date?
There's no significant funds stuck for us because we are supplying to EPC players. So our collections are mostly on time. Our debtors, what you see, are regular debtors. So it's not any significant overdue one.
Got it. And my last question would be on the coal block. So, just want to get an update on the coal block amount. Can you just give a specification of what is happening?
So, soft cost for the one particular asset, which is the shaft and inclines, is yet to be announced and by the ministry. Hard costs have been announced and they are roughly similar to what our estimates were. So it's a long drawn process, sir. It will take time, but I'm also again certain that our numbers are strong. So these things take time, but they happen eventually.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Rajesh Agarwal from Money Ore. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, what is our current order book, whether it is 5 months, 6 months, 9 months? First question. And second, sir, what is the difference between the Jal Jeevan 1 and 2? What difference it makes to us? And the third question is, the amounts of money which is getting released now, are they resulting in inquiring or new fresh orders? Because the pending order itself is huge. These are the three questions.
So our order book at the moment is between 4 to 5 months.
Okay.
When you say new orders, all the tenders that were to be released under Jal Jeevan Mission have already been released. Of course, okay. There are always some adjustments to those tenders, but those tenders are yet to be allocated to, a lot of those tenders are yet to be allocated to EPC contractors and then in turn coming to us. While that is the case, there is also, as we have 4-5 months of order book, or other manufacturers have 4-5 months of order books,
okay.
On top of that, contractors have tenders which they have won for which they have not yet placed the order.
Okay.
So, these three are major drivers. I mean, if you put aside the orders that we have already booked, okay. Orders with contractors that are yet to be booked and tenders for which contractors are yet to be allocated. These two are the main driving forces under JJ.
Okay. Any rough idea, what is the quantum, sir? Quantum of orders in terms of volumes, metric tons, old one, everything?
I would say around 3.5 million tons.
Okay. So, the chances of us backing, what is our strike rate of backing the orders?
We have around 20-25% of the domestic market.
25%, okay. And so, whenever the order comes and the plant runs in capacity, the EBITDA margins will come back immediately, 15-16% EBITDA margins.
Sir, immediately, as I said, it'll be a steady growth rate.
Okay.
But I'm fairly certain that we will get to a 15% EBITDA margin.
And is there any pressure from the cost side?
We are facing some increments going to the war. I'll allow Mr. Katyal to give a more elaborate answer on this, please. Cost pressure due to war.
On the cost front, principally the freight has gone up. That is one major component, and we have a major input in the form of coking coal, which comes from overseas. So that is one area where the cost is getting, substantially impacted. And now gradually, the energy costs in India also has already gone up by almost 70-80%.
Okay.
Added to that, now as a third phase, now the government is also raising for general transport also, the diesel and petrol prices are going up.
Okay.
So that also will impact. Now these three factors, are actually causing a bit of a dislocation of the whole thing. Second is the movement of ships are also getting delayed, which is also creating a type of a problem because the whole cycle of movements is disturbed. So these are all having an adverse impact on the cost.
Going forward, we'll be able to pass on the cost. Disruption is a different thing. That is due to the war. The cost can be passed on? No.
It has a slightly delayed onset in the sense that the cost goes up today because we will have existing order book for the increased sales price to reflect in our performance. It takes around a quarter.
Okay.
Post that, you will see that there is changes in the, or there is a input of the cost into the selling price.
So the last question, what was the component of exports in this quarter, current ending quarter?
Component in the sense, sir?
Total export on the volumes. What was the export in terms of value? Suppose we did 1500 crore turnover this time. What was the export orders?
So exports contributed for this quarter around 23% of our revenue.
Okay. So going forward, it can be the same for exports?
With the expectation of the Indian market picking up and with Middle East being a little muted, we are seeing that this will come down to probably 17-18%.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm clear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Namaskar.
Yeah. Sir, taking into account our deliverables for the current financial year, what is the likelihood for us for this current year, not factoring in what Madhavji was mentioning in terms of Q3 and Q4, make uptick dekh rahe hain. In normal course of business with the type of sentiment that currently is, what should be the deliverables for the year? And what should be our EBITDA margin trajectory?
So can you elaborate a little bit on what you mean by deliverables?
Deliverable means that scheduled 5 kit delivery kya hai is for this financial year.
So, sir, we are expecting that we will have a dispatch of around 7 lakh tons approximately this financial year. This is including our export numbers. And in terms of our EBITDA margins, I think considering a slower Q1, Q2 and a slightly better Q3, Q4, approximately 13-14% is achievable.
On a consolidated basis for the year?
Yes, please.
Okay. Sir, when we mentioned 7 lakh, it is only about the pipe or pipe fittings and everything altogether?
Oh, this is just our pipes, please.
Okay. So, our number was 5,84,000 for pipe fittings. So, if you could give the pipe
yes,
number only for the...
It will be around 7.4, please.
Including everything will be 7.4.
Yes.
Okay. Sir, then about the Italy acquisition, what is the current order book? And what steps are we taking exactly, sir? What kind of revenue profile will open up in times to come? I think so with product development, what are we eyeing to achieve from this investment?
So, sir, this financial year will be a bit more stable than a growth-based trajectory because of the issues around the supply chain. Valves is also a business which has a lot of components coming in from many different parts of the world. So this pressure on freight costs is going to have a bit of impact on our overall business. But our projections is that we will double up our revenue in the next 4 years. So that is approximately a 20% growth rate. That's what we are eyeing. And this will be contributed through India, the Middle East and Europe.
Okay. Sir, on the just two small points. On the revenue profile, how should TI work the current money? It should be at an optimum level. If you could just give in rupee terms, how should this entity perform?
So last year they had a revenue, if you consider the calendar year, was approximately 400 crores. We are seeing that this financial year, instead of a 20% growth rate, we should probably hit a 14-15% growth rate. So I think around 450 crores. The entire year's revenue is not reflected in our books because the company was acquired in August. So what you see in the books of accounts is a half year situation, and they were running on a calendar year basis. So if you consider this calendar year, I think they should be at around 440-450 crores.
And margin profile?
14-15%.
Just to end the discussion here, sir, when you mentioned 7 lakh pipes, you are factoring it that the Jal Jeevan and the all scheme will be gaining traction from Q3 onward. That is what the hypothesis is currently.
Steady traction, sir. Not pedal to the metal traction. There is a good... We are considering, as we said, we are being cautiously optimistic, not overtly optimistic.
Right, sir. And sir, on the last part is on the promoters buying, sir. I think so. The promoters have endorsed their faith by upping the stake from the open market acquisition. So, for your minority shareholders, sir, what should they anticipate? Are we done with our exercise, or we can look forward for the activity, or you still find value to invest more?
Sir, at this moment, we invested what we were capable of investing from the promoter side. Of course, we also have to look at our personal financial capabilities more than just the confidence on the company. I think going forward, definitely if we could, we would invest further.
Okay, and it was the lower tonnages only that led to the standalone losses for this quarter, or the lesser absorption of fixed cost, or what could be the main reason for us posting not being able to cover our finance cost and other aspects and reporting losses of 7 crore on a PBT level?
Sir, loss of tonnage, there is an exceptional cost of around 38-40 crores on account of the new labor rules. That, and definitely the margins being squeezed due to a dearth of demand. These are the three major factors due to which we booked a loss.
Then the realizations for pipes are also down, sir. Abhi jo humare paas order booking hai, therein are the pipes realization also lower because of overcapacity in the system and lesser demand from the lesser amount of pickup of stock from the EPC player?
Yes, sir. I think as similar to what is reflected by a lower EBITDA margin, our cost to realization delta has reduced. That has also caused a downward pressure on the profitability.
So one should conclude that even for Q1, sir, this is the trend, because the things have not changed as of now. We are already half of what, 45 days into the quarter. So there are no further any change in the profile for the company's operating and financial performance.
Nothing substantial, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Rajesh Bhandari from Nakoda Engineers. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me, sir?
Very well, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Sir, jaisa aapne bataya ki order book apne paas 4-5 mahine ka hai, so uske baad mein we expect orders from the contractor. Do contractors have the orders?
Yes, sir. Contractors have substantial orders, plus there are tenders for which the contractors have not yet been selected.
Okay.
So both of these factors are there.
और ऐसा नहीं है कि मतलब 4-5 महीने बाद में अपने को ऑर्डर की तकलीफ आवे, वैसा कुछ नहीं है?
नो नो सर, आई एम ऑप्टिमिस्टिक कि 4-5 महीने बाद थिंग्स विल गेट बेटर, नॉट वर्स.
बेटर, ओके. और दूसरा, जैसा आपने बताया सर बजट का कि 8.69 का टोटल बजट है, जिसमें 3.59 सेंटर दे रहा और 5.1 स्टेट्स देंगे.
राइट सर.
तो ये जो बजट है सर, ये खाली जल जीवन मिशन का है या इसमें अपना इरिगेशन सिस्टम, रिवर लिंकिंग, अर्बन इंफ्रा, सीवेज सिस्टम सभी इंक्लूडेड है?
दिस इज जस्ट जल जीवन मिशन सर.
अच्छा. और ये जो 28 को खत्म होगा सर, जल जीवन मिशन दिसंबर 28, तो उसके अच्छा. बाद में फिर वहां से कुछ ऐसे ऑर्डर्स नहीं आएंगे बाद में? देन वी आर डिपेंडेंट ओनली ऑन दिस रिवर लिंकिंग, इरिगेशन सिस्टम एंड ऑल दैट.
Sir, it's not that it will go away. Today, rural demand, which is under Jal Jeevan, is giving us 50 to 60% of the total demand. I am fairly certain that even after these investments, it will go down to probably half of what it is today, so it will still contribute to 25% of the demand. It cannot be that it will completely go away, because even when we started, there were X number of households which were having water, but those pipelines are old, they need replacement. There's always some repair work going on. The 19 crore number that was there was based on earlier population consensus. I'm sure they will find that they will need to keep investing, albeit in a smaller scale and more state level than central. Some investments will keep coming up. Haryana has achieved...
After December 28 also, we will have Jal Jeevan Mission to some extent.
Sir, I'll give you an example. Haryana as a state has achieved 100% tap connectivity, but they still have tenders coming up in rural. It's not that it will go away. It might not be called Jal Jeevan Mission, but rural India's demand for pipes will continue.
So, abhi apna what we can expect, sir, 26-27 mein tonnage kitna apna manufacturing ka we can expect?
Approximately 7, sir.
7. But apne total capacity to 9 lakh ton ka hai, sir?
Between 8.5 to 9, right.
Between 8.5 to 9. So, sir, apne ye jo past apna glory tha, wo kab achieve kar sakte hai ya nahi kar payenge abhi filhal kuch saalon mein?
Sir, past glory, as us samay jab baat hui thi hamari ki ye jo क्वार्टर में 19-20% अपना एबिटा मार्जिन आ रहा है, वो ऑप्टिमिस्टिक सिचुएशन है
जी.
सिमिलरली अभी हम पेसिमिस्टिक सिचुएशन में है, तो मेरे हिसाब से 15-16% वर्स केस 14% इस लेवल पे स्टेबलाइज हम नेक्स्ट ईयर नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर ऑनवर्ड्स हो जाएंगे. इस साल जरूर हमारा 13-14% 12-14% ऐसा रहेगा एबिटा मार्जिन, क्योंकि पहला तो क्वार्टर थोड़ा स्लोअर जाएगा.
जी जी.
बट आई थिंक 14-16% बैंडविड्थ एज अपोज्ड टू 17-18% दैट वी वर हिटिंग एट द ऑप्टिमिस्टिक लेवल इज डूएबल सर, बिकॉज इवन बिफोर जेजेएम एंड प्री कोविड द डोमेस्टिक इंडियन डक्टल एंड पाइप इंडस्ट्री हैड एवरेज एबिटा लेवल ऑफ 15%. So that is pretty much doable.
I remember, sir, आपने दो साल पहले बोला था कि मतलब हमने ऐसा कभी best time देखा ही नहीं है, इतना बढ़िया time चल रहा है अभी. तो वो वाली situation वापस कब expect कर सकते हैं, sir?
तो वो तो cyclic बहुत ज़्यादा है, sir. जैसे steel industry में भी दसियों साल में एक बार वैसा कुछ opportunity आता है, वैसे हमारा business भी उस level का optimism is difficult to predict. I can give more of a stable size at where we can go. I was quite sure that is a glory years situation. It's not that it will not return, but it's difficult to pinpoint ki exactly isi samay aayega
but samajh raha hu main abhi jaise lekin do teen quarters mein results kafi gadbad rahe. तो बेटर रिजल्ट्स थोड़ा अच्छा प्रॉफिट जैसे लास्ट पास में दिए आपने, उस टाइप का प्रॉफिट कब एक्सपेक्ट कर सकते हैं सर?
सर, स्टेबल प्रॉफिट्स जो हम पहले देते थे उस लेवल का हम ऑपरेशंस नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर से एक्सपेक्ट कर सकते हैं.
अच्छा, वी कैन एक्सपेक्ट फ्रॉम दैट टाइम.
ऑफ कोर्स
यूरोपियन कंट्रीज. हां सर,
दिस इज ऑल मतलब अब आज का जियोपॉलिटिकल सिचुएशन जो है.
जी हां, समझ रहा हूं. हां हां सर. तो अपने फॉरेन कंट्रीज में कितना रहता है सर कंट्रीब्यूशन पाइप्स?
20-22% अपना सेल सर एक्सपोर्ट में रहता है.
अच्छा, 20-22% का है. और जेएसडब्ल्यू से पैसा मिला सर?
सर, कुछ अमाउंट हमको रिलीज हुआ है
जी,
एक पर्टिकुलर एसेट के लिए उसका हार्ड कॉस्ट रिलीज हुआ है, और जो रिलीज हुआ है वो क्लोज टू आवर नंबर्स था, स्लाइटली लेसर था, मार्जिनली लेसर था.
लेकिन वो तो सर साल भर पहले मिल गया था अपने को.
नहीं, उसके बाद एक और डिसबर्समेंट हुआ सर.
अच्छा अच्छा,
स्लोली स्लोली डिसबर्समेंट हो रहे हैं, एंड इट विल टेक टाइम सर, दिस इज अ लॉन्ग रन प्रोसेस. there is a hard cost, soft cost element to all the assets that are there.
Mm-hmm.
They will go through that process slow and steady.
Mm-hmm.
JSW is also facing some delays in their
correct.
Approvals for the mining, so they are also, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know how things move, sir, in this regard.
Matlab say after, in second half of 26, 27 and further, we can expect that same electro steel casting as in the past.
I'm very hopeful, sir, for that.
But that's why
they're also investing and diversifying in different products, so that should help give us some boost.
Different product like?
Valves mein to kiya hai, sir.
Valves to kiya, sir. Wo to apne ko saal bhar se upar ho gaya.
नहीं नहीं सर अगस्त में कंपनी आई हमारे पास
अच्छा ओके कहाँ ओके नाट नौ महीना तो इसमें अभी अपन एक्सपेक्ट कर सकते हैं सर कि इंडिया में अच्छा बिजनेस मिलेगा
डेफिनेटली सर
ये यहाँ पर एक और है ना तो कलकत्ता में ही एक है वाल्व की कंपनी दे आर आल्सो इनटू द सेम काइंड ऑफ वाल्व्स वर्जिंगटन पंप
Not entirely, sir.
Achcha. Mm-hmm. In India, do we have kind of a monopoly?
No, I wouldn't say we have a monopoly. There are other companies also, international companies that are there in India. But of course, they don't have the team strength and the reach depth. That we do with our customer base.
उन लोगों का खाली valve होगा. आपके पास तो valve भी है, pipe भी है, सब कुछ है.
हाँ जी sir.
So that will help us in getting our turnover also.
हाँ जी, हाँ जी.
Yeah, because valves will have a much better profitability margins. ठीक है sir. All the best to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Ankit Puri, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, Madhav ji.
Very good evening.
I've got two questions. One is, given the significant exposure to government-linked infrastructure and water projects, does the recent change in state governments have any bearing on the project execution? Order inflows, payment cycles, approvals, or policy continuity. Have you observed any slowdown or reprioritization in decision-making at the state level?
Well, the two major states where there has been a... I would say three states in terms of their contribution to our business, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, and Bengal. These states, Of course, there is a small slowdown during the election period and due to the change, there will be maybe a month or so of slowdown. But at a policy level, I don't see the new governments not wanting to pay attention to JJM. Bengal was very quick to announce disbursement, in fact, of from the center. They were disbursed money or are allocated money rather, sorry, my apologies, allocated money, not disbursed. So, I find that whatever slowdown is there is only administrative in nature, not policy or mindset in nature.
All right. The second question I'd like to request your views on. We are expecting a severe drought conditions this year, as per predicted by many including IMD. Do you foresee
right.
any reallocation of state or central government spending away from existing infrastructure programs towards emergency relief measures, or could that affect project execution timelines or order inflows as well?
So the bigger threat at the moment is the energy security of the nation. Drought, of course, has a major impact as well, considering that India is still very largely dependent on its agriculture industry. But it seems the talk of the town is the energy sector, and there is less being thought of in regard to the Super El Nino effect that we are expecting. Saying that, at one end, it might cause certain delays, although very temporary in nature, maybe a quarter or two, but it will also give us impetus to get the government to focus on understanding that the time of the old ways of irrigation are over and more infrastructure towards piped irrigation needs to be put in place. Piped irrigation is to a very large extent armored against these major issues of climate uncertainty.
Alright, and if the Iran conflict escalates into a prolonged energy disruption, do you expect the impact to be primarily on the input costs, supply chain continuity, exports, or demand destruction as well?
In my opinion, there will be an impact on both demand and on supply chain and input, but the contribution of the disruption from demand side will be lesser. There will be a higher higher impact of cost and supply chain. But definitely all three will be impacted. There is no doubt about that.
All right. And lastly, you'd earlier indicated plans to expand into industrial paints and protective coatings. Could you elaborate on the business roadmap here, including target industries?
I'll request Mr. Katyal to elaborate for you on that front, please.
On
the paint front, in fact, we are getting into industrial paint segment. And the plan is that we had principally driven a five-year roadmap by which we will go to a business revenue top line of around 600 crore by that time.
Oh. All right, sir. And what is the outlay? 8 to 100 crore is spent over, expected to be spent over how much period?
Yeah. This is expected to be spent over a span of within 2 years, maybe 1.5 years roughly.
And when do we see the positive effects being reflected in the bottom line?
Bottom line from financial year 28-29, we will see a positive impact of that.
All right, sir. That'll be all from my side. Thank you very much. All the best to you all.
Welcome.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Hari Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Very good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please. Good evening.
Yeah. Regarding this Kendal Betwa project, sir, how much share would be the pipeline work of that 40,000 crores?
Sorry, sir. Could you repeat that?
Would this Ken Betwa project out of this 40,000 crores, how much that share could be pipeline work, sir?
Around 10 to 15%, please.
Okay, sir. And this feasibility reports, like DPRs, have been completed for river projects. Like when can you expect them to be executable stage, sir?
So, sir, every project is in a different stage. As you mentioned, Ken Betwa is in the furthermost advanced stage. Then there is the river link between Rajasthan and MP. And there are some works going on within Tamil Nadu and within Maharashtra as well. So each project will have its own timelines. It's difficult to say that it's not one project really. It's all under the garb of river link, but there are many multiple and each project very mega sized being executed at different timelines. So I feel that river link as a overall subject will take our country around probably 5 to 7 years to execute.
Okay. Is there a policy taken that they would be through pipes and not open canals, sir?
So, up to a certain mass, it has to be done through open canals, sir, because you cannot use pipes to move that level of water. It's the main vein that will be used to connect the rivers has to be open canal, but all the subsidiary pipelines that will come out, all the routes that will come out from that main vein, those will all be in pipes. And they will contribute to irrigation, to rural water supply, and in some cases even urban water supply.
Okay, sir. That's all from us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rajesh Agarwal from Moneyore. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is on the Jal Jeevan Mission 2, which has been here. There has been a condition that the last mile water connectivity has to come on the tap, only then the payments will release. So then the EPC contractors will get less cycle of money, and that in turn will result in our payment also getting delayed.
I wouldn't say that will result in the payment getting delayed, but as I mentioned, the growth for demand, which was more like a floodgate release during the previous years, okay, that will become a bit more steady. So there will be stability in the demand, which has a positive aspect to it also, where there is no ups and downs. It's not that there will be a major delay on the payment, because even the EPC contractors, through the last few years of experience of a massive upswing and a massive downswing, have started operating in a more stable way rather than being extremely opportunistic.
So working capital cycle may get augmented.
I don't foresee that happening, sir, because you know we are hedged across multiple states, and it's not just Jal Jeevan Mission. So even with Jal Jeevan Mission, it is still 35% to 40%, or even lesser, in fact, around, 35% to 40% of our contribution to demand today for electro steel specifically. So within that, even if it goes up by 10%, it's not so much of a difference really.
So, and last question, what will be the capex and maintenance capex in 26-27? Capex and maintenance.
Around 25 to 30 crores.
That will be maintenance capex.
No new capex.
Well,
so for the paint plant and for our valve plant in India, which are both in design and development stage, these two will have a capex. But of course, we have not determined exactly how much will be required this financial year, how much will flow into the next financial year, because the plants are still in design stage. So this will take some time.
So in 2 years, it can be how much if you can quantify that, 200 or 300 crores?
Between 200 to 250 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we take that as the last question and we conclude the question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to the management from Electro Steel Castings Limited for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us today, and thank you for your continued trust in our company. We remain committed to driving sustainable growth, strengthening our balance sheet, and creating long-term value add for all our shareholders. We appreciate your support, and we look forward to updating you on our progress in the coming quarters.
Thank you. On behalf of Electro Steel Castings Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.